And other reasons that I feel like we should be granted this is the compromises we have begun and still willing to take. The reduction of rentals at all is always an option, and we're okay with any number as long as we get a start. We have shrank the size of the acreage used than when we initially proposed, because everyone was like, well, it's going to swim over here, you might see it. Well, we have now cut it to where we have in position exactly where they're placed with buffering zones all around. We have invited the community every chance that we've gotten. I have never been opposed to having a conversation with anyone, and I have never denied anyone a visit or a chance. I am. We're adopting the highway, so it definitely shows willingness and concern to better the community. We're not here to destroy or harm or do anything wrong to it. We want to take care of it, and that's our willingness and dedication to make sure it stays that way. We are working on our business plan because we understand that as we grow, we're not going to have everything right away. And that's going to be important for when we do bring everyone on initially. Our initial guests, we do need to have something set in place to where they're not going to be wanderers. We don't get a first-year pass to where they'll wander. We figured out, now we got something going. I understand it's a part of the community, an important part, to make sure they have something to do at that retreat from the second they arrive the very first day. So that is something I'm working with, partnering businesses, speak with a lot of the local areas, as well as there is there are actually even three different workshop classes that work between Branson and Springfield that are the AR Workshop in Springfield, the Craft PRC, and Desiree's Craft Room, which they already put on workshops and would be willing to travel and use our space to administer classes and as well as do something for our guests.
And those are great, but we're still trying to just focus on our air and law, just to save you energy, if you don't mind.
I've been speaking with forestry and everything just to make sure that this is attained, that we're not making any mistakes when we're sending anybody out. Obviously, we're trying to preach more self-sufficiency than survivalism. That way, no one's taking any practices into the national forestry. We're trying to just teach you how to live on your own property. And then we've made efforts to speak with the sheriff's office. We have added willingness to add buffering if we ever need to. We have been willing to work alongside hunters that have had an issue if there is ever cause of needing to come on and to retrieve a kill. And one of our biggest things is we do have major consequences to the disobedient. We care about this, like I said, so if anyone does go wrong, they are kicked out and they're not allowed back. To mitigate on any fire, disaster, or any harm, because one of the other things was safety, not just the emergency vehicles, but by the time anyone gets there, everything's already burnt down. Between every single unit, we are placing a yard hydrant and everything just as if anything does go wrong, we have water access to make sure we mitigate anything that might happen with that disaster. As well as we're placing water meters at each location to ensure proper records. And then for coming in or ever addressing any other concerns, we know exactly what our water readings are, what's taking, and how to best concern them. I guess I'll just summarize in that. I don't want to take much time. I just wanted to make sure we note as much as possible. So if we do go back through questioning, I did have more information. If you're curious, I have it with you. But I did want to note that I'm not here for any problems with the community or ill will. I'm here to honor my family. I'm here to follow my dreams and be a positive influence in the community. We would do absolutely nothing at all to harm this land. We love this land and we love this community, and I do understand the opposition's concern, although I hope that one day they can come to see what we are trying to create and be a part of it someday. And thank you for your time, and I'm open to questions.
Okay. Guys, have any questions?
Yes, you're making a big adjustment on the amount of units, right? You're willing to be 5, not 25?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, 5.
So you're changing your application considerably.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out, what all that means right now. Due to the last rehearing case that I had, I thought that would allow you to ask for whatever. And even coming into my first appeal, I was told that you were able to negotiate with terms. But then I was taken out just before this meeting and told that.
Legalities have changed.
Just tonight? Or
no.
I just wasn't told
till
tonight.
And I think what you want to do is our main focus, because there's no doubt that you're moving in different directions to try to bring it in a good direction in the end for what you want it to be. We understand that. Where we get pulled off in the left field is, and that's why I kind of wrangle you in a little bit with this, is because our focus isn't the business plan side of things. It's where was there an error in law? And that's okay. Where we just have to stay focused. So what happens is we get caught in the weeds going, oh, well, he's willing to make some changes here. That's really not where we're supposed to be.
Okay.
That's,
I understood
that, right
that the reason the opposition and the decision was made was because there was no business and it wasn't compatible. Yeah. So I felt like if I could prove to you that it is a very workable thing.
So do you have, and you have these pulled up where you can see these too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody else have any questions?
Just to reiterate, we're talking about the decision denying a retreat center with 25 lodging units.
Correct.
For nightly rental use, asking for a conditional use permit.
Correct.
That is the question. And we're trying to decide if there was an error in law about a substantial adverse impact regarding the comfort of the surrounding residences or the
compatibility
use was not compatible with any adjacent uses as it would have been external impacts with the area.
And that's where our focus needs to be.
That,
so anybody speaking for or opposed this appeal, that is only where our focus is tonight.
And we're not talking about tonight a potential of 3 or 5 or anything
correct.
Like that. We're talking about 25 units.
Correct. Whatever
on this piece of property.
Exactly how the application laid from day one.
Right.
And that's what we're rehearing tonight. That's where we're at.
That's where our whole discussion is about.
And so what we look at is anybody could stand up here tonight and say that they're for it or against it for whatever reason they want, but then it's a waste of anybody's time if it's not focused on is there an error of law or not an error of law based on the decision, because that's all we're here to hear tonight. We're not here to hear any other detail other than those two factors that are sitting here on black and white for us.
That's my understanding.
I agree.
Okay.
I still believe strongly, too, in going forward with them making an error on the 25 even.
So, and the reason it's important to bring that up and say it like that is because if you make a game plan change, you go, you know what, I can make adjustments based on what they said. It would be our job at that point to say, you know what, you're making some great ideas. You're bringing together some great ideas, some great changes. You should now take that presentation back to planning and zoning and start over with them at that point, if that's the case.
Why was that not recommended to me last time? And what is this purpose then of being here tonight?
So the purpose, again, tonight is to give you the opportunity to say, okay, A, this doesn't make a substantial adverse impact on based on that first one, or is there error in law on either one of those?
I just remember at the end of our last one, it was given that if I'm moving to 5, I think that's even why I was voted to be able to rehear it.
I'm just misunderstood
why
the attorney that represents this board has reiterated that position.
Right.
And that's kind of a new thing to us tonight, too.
Yeah. So,
you have made modifications that would make me, personally, on this board, vote to approve your project.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed it significantly, and I think it deserves approval. We're not able to do that,
right,
according to our attorney.
Based on those changes.
Based on those changes, we can't. The fact that you've changed it, we can't consider that. We've
so
got to go
I
back
can
to
still
the
ask
approval.
For 25
at
even
this,
tonight,
at this point,
right now.
And that's
so
what, So
okay.
Again,
but that's why it's changed. That's why.
Yeah.
We've got new information.
We operate exactly the way that we're supposed to, as fairly as we can, humanly possible. And so there's many times we'll seek guidance to make sure we're not leading anybody in the wrong direction. And that's where this change is tonight, as far as that part. Because of this appeal hearing that's here tonight, you would assume in your mind that you're exactly where you are.
I'm still asking for the 25 in the commercial.
And your main focus would be, these are the reasons they denied me, and there's error in law because of this.
Okay.
And anybody that stands up tonight won't give any reason about anything other than trying to say, no, there wasn't error. because any other stuff plays no role in this board. We're strictly looking at black and white. Was there error in law based on the decisions made?
Well, I still stand by that then on my errors then, I believe, that they made.
Okay.
25 units.
Even on the, no matter the amount, it was just my willingness to, but I still believe they made a wrong decision in the 25 units.
And that's fair enough.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of this appeal?
Hi, I'm Teresa Worster, and I am James's mother. And
hey, just pause. Sorry, Teresa. It's okay. We'll be here all night. If I don't remind you guys, the applicant has free will on his time.
Yeah.
But everybody else will be
5 minutes, right?
You got it. Top left corner. Sweet.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be very quick. I will inherit the land along with my sisters. My parents own the land. And so I'm speaking for me and my sisters, and we've always valued family. And when we came to do this, the first thing we did was go speak to our families that are closest there, the Hutchisons and the Sylvies, because, and even their kids to me, this was years ago, making sure that they were okay with it, you know, cause that's, family is really important to us. And, so, you know, I would have talked to the rest of this extended family here, yet I just had no idea that it would affect them, and I really still don't see how it affects them, but I would have had I known that would have been a problem, because I never want to cause problems between family. I am just going to talk really briefly about the comfort concerns that were brought up last time about safety, about the type of people visiting, about the land value and traffic. First of all, I don't think it's going to increase traffic at all, because 160 is going to become a national bypass really soon. So I don't, there's going to be a lot of traffic there anyways. I am part owner of this business, and I bring my financial support, and I bring my business knowledge support to my son and helping him with his passion here. As you see, he's very passionate about it. And I like that. I think obviously our family's going to be there, and my mom's sisters still, you know, and their families still live there. So safety obviously is very important to us. And so I like that my son's going to live there 24/7. I think that helps with the safety issues. He's going to be there, making sure that, you know, that everything's run the way it needs to be. And, also this is going to be an upscale property. This is going to be where our family goes, and we want, others to treat our home like we do. So therefore, it's going to be upscale. It's not going to be a cheap place where just anybody can come. And I know that that's what a concern has been with the comfort, has been the type of people that we would bring out there. And it's not just going to be anybody. This is going to be an upscale place that it's going to be costly to stay there. So we feel like that can help, too, with the type of people that would come out. And like I said, to take care of our own home. And, you know, we really want people, I feel like their concern was that, you know, they felt like people should be busy, but that's not really what we feel like this property is about. It's about relaxing and enjoying nature and enjoying family. And I really believe because the upscale property that's going to be, that it is going to improve the nearby property's value. And that was one of the concerns that was brought up as well. And I feel like having to do with comfort, and I feel like that what we're going to do there with the quality is actually going to improve the value of the neighbors. And so basically that's it. We value integrity, family, and neighbors, and we do respect generations before us as, you know, this is being inherited to us, and we feel very privileged. Therefore, everything we do on this land is going to reflect that and family values. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thanks. All right. Is there anybody else like to speak? Come on up.
My name is Leslie Wyman. I live approximately 3/4 mile east of James's property as the crow flies, next to the Hutchinsons. and I apologize. My 2-minute approval of this project may go against your new findings from your attorney. I'm a little confused. I realize, just like James was confused, because it did change, and thank you for explaining it so good, Rick. So I apologize if I'm addressing things that I'm not supposed to with this group. Okay. Many of you know me, but those of you who don't, my professional background includes 25 years of banking, during which time I developed, implemented, and supervised the centralized loan operations department, which provided support for 11 branches. Following my retirement from banking,